you came for growing and stretching yourself and finding your expression of your most authentic self and living into your potential and being expressed and connecting and feeling like you're making an impact and feeling significant, all of that. And what's cool is that all of that is something that you can cultivate every single day in your life.
Hey, it's Kathy Heller. Welcome back to Abundant Ever After. I hope you had a beautiful weekend. We got to spend some time outside. We were in Malibu. The weather was just gorgeous. We actually saw a blue jay. It is just unbelievable when you stop and you really sit and look at the miracle of just nature. And it's just incredible. So let's all get outside more. Today, I'm going to share with you a clip from a coaching call that we had in one of our programs. You're going to be hearing me talking to Carla Jimenez, who's just an amazing human being. She was so successful in starting a six-figure business, doing something that she loved. She's so talented. And she was reaching this point where she wanted to grow to the next level. And you're going to hear us talking about how to become conscious of what is unconscious so that we can kind of like get back into the driver's seat of our life. There's a lot of good gems in here. I hope that this will be inspiring to you. Take a listen.
So I want to begin with, where are we going? Where are we going? And I think that the first thing to remember is to remember that. What is this version of you that is living the life that you get distracted from sometimes? What is this future self version of you that pops up every now and then? You go, that, it's her. What is it? Let's see if you can describe it. How's her health? What does she spend her days doing? What is she working on? Is she building a business? Is she involved in a philanthropy? Does she make dinner? Does she get her steps in? Who is this version of you? Who is this person? She's healthy. She's strong mentally. Yes. Who's the version of you that you want to be that you get distracted from? She has time to enjoy her life, healing and helping other people heal. She's impactful. She's at ease. She's spreading joy. Great. She's confident. Let's break it down. Is she working? Does she have her own business? If she does, how much money does she make with ease and abundance? Does she set boundaries? Or does she make all this money, but she lets people walk all over her? Is she the kind of person who makes good choices about what she thinks? Does she select her thoughts the way she selects her clothes? Is she reactive all the time? Does she play at a deficit emotionally because she doesn't take 10 minutes in the morning to fill herself up? Does she go weeks and weeks and weeks without having a massage or seeing her friends? Does she make time for vacations and have stuff to look forward to that is purely to restore? And I say all this because we get really distracted and then we start just waking up and being unconscious and living a day that was a lot like yesterday and thinking the way we thought yesterday, which means we feel the way we felt yesterday, which means we do what we did yesterday. And next thing we know, a week goes by like that, and we thought the same way we thought. We felt the same way we felt, and pretty much we did the same things. And then a month goes by, and then we get to the end of the year, and we're like frustrated about things. But it's because we are unconscious. We're not stopping to be conscious and say, hang on a minute, what do I really want? And therefore, how do I reverse engineer that? So what am I thinking? What am I feeling? And what am I doing that leads me to the outcome that I want? Right? So we just want to stop and wake up and be a little bit aware in this moment of what's here in this moment. And what's also in this moment, I think, is that a lot of us want to stop achieving. We want to stop feeling like there is this ladder that never ends, and we want to feel equanimity. We want to feel peace of mind. We want to feel full. And so where does that come in? How do we just drop into a feeling of, oh, in this moment, is there gratitude? In this moment, is there what to notice? In this moment, is there what to witness without judgment? Just to catch myself here, to catch up with myself, to arrive at my own door, to be here in this moment. And I think it's a balance. I think that we have a need and a value for both of those things, to be at peace and to be here in this moment. And we also have a need to pursue things because we like to create, because we like the process of unfolding and unraveling what's more. We like expanding. We like feeling like we see further and like we grow. And I think we have a need for growth, and we also have a need for that feeling of peace where we are here in this moment. We feel our sit bones on the chair right now. We are where we need to be. We're not constantly telling ourselves that we're behind. That doesn't feel good either. So I think we need to stop and be aware that that's what minds do. They go unconscious. When you're not paying attention, you don't have your own attention, and your mind just goes unconscious and it starts to play a program. It's kind of like a screensaver just goes on. And that's what happens to us. When we're not paying attention, we don't have our attention. And then our attention is just everywhere. And the mind just comes up with stories and images of the past, the future, things you're worried about, things you're happy about, things you're really sad about, things you're deeply resentful for. And your mind, just without your own attention, just plays a movie. And then you don't realize that you have any agency over how you feel, because your mind is playing a movie. And when you watch a movie, what happens? There's music and there's pictures and you feel things. It makes you feel things, right? Sad movies make you feel sad. Happy movies make you feel happy. A song I just played before made you feel excited. Well, you're constantly inside of a virtual reality inside of your head, and it's making you feel a certain way. And after a while, you go so unconscious, you don't even realize you can change the movie, that you can change the projector, that you can play a different movie. Of course you can. That which you focus on is what you feel. Your focus equals your feeling. So what if you focus on something else? Like, oh, your mind will respond. It's like you have this full directory of every movie possible that you could play. And so you can play a different movie. You can say, I want to focus on all the ways in my life that, you know, I've been a great friend. Or I want to focus right now for a moment on all the little things in my life that I value and I'm excited about. Or I want to focus on what my goal is, not in terms of my business right now, but I just want to play the tape of what would feel really good to achieve in terms of quality of life over the next 30 days. I want to make more meals for myself. I want to take a walk. Like, your mind will play whatever movie, but you're the director. So we all need this reminder, because this is what minds do. So what successful people tend to do is they learn how to manage their mind. They learn how to be the director. They learn how to grab a hold of their attention. And they do that through different practices. Sometimes it's meditation. Sometimes it's drawing, journaling, writing, walking, playing a sport. But they come back to center. And now, whew, that's pretty cool, because now they have the full dominion over what you are as a being, which is pretty powerful. Because you have the power to create energy. You have the power to create ideas. You have the power to change so much. But you have to have dominion over your life, which means you have to wake up. So we cultivate awareness. That's what it all comes back to. And everybody has a capacity to be in flow state. That is a way in which you're made. Just like your eyes can cry, and just like you can laugh, and just like you can have an orgasm, and just like you can have whatever your body's made to do, whatever your being is made to do, you have that within you. But it's such low-hanging fruit. Most people are just unconscious all day long. And where are you living? You're living inside of your amygdala, which is trying to protect you. So it's just giving you fake news all day long. And it gets really heavy, because those thoughts are really heavy, and they come with cortisol. And next thing you know, you're like, I can't take action, and I'm not enough, and I'm too late, and there's not enough time, and the world is made of rotten people. And then forget it. Like, I mean, it's hard to get out of bed, let alone start a business or start a podcast or grow an audience, because there's so much yuck, right? So we want to be awake and remind ourselves, who is it that I really came here to be? Let's not be distracted. Let's think about now, if we can break that into little choices, and like, as James Clear says, a habit. What are the little habits that we need to get good at? And maybe one of the habits is this. Maybe one of the habits is setting a little reminder on your phone that says, stop and be aware. And maybe you think of one thing I'm saying right now that wakes you up, and you're like, put it on your phone as a reminder. to have dominion, to have your own attention back. Notice what you're thinking about and just notice, like, is that serving me? Is that actually true? Now let me wake up. Where do I really want to focus right now? What do I really want to get out of this day? What do I want to be reminded of right now so that I can get the most out of my time? And then now it's like, okay, so what is here for me to create? Do I want to create more satisfaction in my life? Because I'll tell you, I think the answer is you do. And very often we're like, okay, so then I have to take this attention that I now have and come up with some goal. That's what I should do, right? No, your real dream is not a goal. Your real dream every second is who you become in chasing goals. That's really the satisfaction you get, is your own growth. You want to see your own growth. I mean, how often in your life do you learn a lesson and it's very painful and very frustrating? And then while you're learning the lesson, whether it's about setting boundaries or whether it's about saying what you need or not being a pleaser, whatever it is, you're like, this is so good for me because it's reminding me of how I was out of alignment again. And that's why it hurts. When something hurts, it's because it's you going, shoot, I can feel the gap between who I mean to be and who I am right now. And that's the pain. But then as you're aware of it, you're like, I'm growing. This feels so good. Oh my God, actually, it feels so good. I'm so happy that happened. But then you don't want things like that to happen again, right? Because it's not fun to have conflict or to have contrast or to see where you're out of alignment with yourself. But why I say that is because that's all you really want every day. You really are not looking for a pile of cash. Like if I gave you $10 million, then 3 days from now, you'd be bored. Like for real. Like if I said, here, this is what you said you want, right? And I was like, here's a check for $1 zillion and 15 houses, go. You would sit there and you would sit there. And about 15 months later, you'd be like, what's next? What's next? Because it's really not what you came for. You came for growing and stretching yourself and finding your expression of your most authentic self and living into your potential and being expressed and connecting and feeling like you're making an impact and feeling significant, all of that. And what's cool is that all of that is something that you can cultivate every single day in your life. Because that's not about how many followers you have or you don't have. And it's not about how many millions of dollars you made or didn't make, but it is about getting hold of your own attention and saying, where do I need to direct my focus? So I want you to think about, this is really where it actually is. So instead of having these helpful thoughts and then going back to the unhelpful place of, well, what I really want is to make $1 million and that's so far away. It's like, I call bullshit. That is not what you really want. What you really want is to grow. What you really want is to take on something that feels like it's in alignment with who you are, and it's a little hard and it's a little out of your comfort zone, and then you see yourself through it. Okay, so let's break this down then into like three quadrants. So in your business, what is one hard thing? Forget the outcome, forget the amount of money, forget the amount of downloads. What's one hard thing that you know you would be satisfied with yourself if you could show up and do it? Is it making an offer? Is it raising your price? What is that one thing? Okay. And now what is something in the other area of your life, your personal life, that feels like you'd be so satisfied if you could lean in a little bit there? Is it getting off your phone more? Is it setting a boundary with your dad? Is it making dinner? Like what's something that you feel like would be really healthy for you? Going to the gym 3 times a week, hanging with your husband more, walking every day. So now let's see if we can be aware, more aware. What is the thought that you think? What's the reason that you tell yourself why you can't do that business thing and that personal thing? So a lot of people are talking about time, but why do you think we don't wind up having time? Because we make the time for things that we want to make time for. And I'll tell you what, there's something that feels unpleasant about doing that thing. So you don't make the time for it. You don't make the time to spend more time with your husband because there's some feeling that's unexpressed or some resentment or some fear or some loneliness or some need or some expectation or something that's so big and it's so unconscious and it's so uncomfortable that you just don't make the time for it. Or with your business, you want to finish that thing, but there's some feeling because your brain will always keep you from pain. So you associate some pain with that. There's some cost. Or doing that thing on your business will mean you're not a good mother because you're taking time away from your kids or whatever that is. So let's see if you can go deeper. What do you think? There's something there. That's uncomfortable. That's unpleasant. And so that's where, you know, when we're operating from this personality of ours, we get into this stuff. But when we start to operate from the part of us that's really clear and clean, that part of you that's that higher conscious part, you realize that part of you, if you check in, isn't actually afraid of whatever it is. There's a part of you that goes, okay, there's this part of you that wants to freak out, but then there's this part that came up and said, here's what we're doing. Here's how we're doing it. And this is what's happening. What is that? Well, that's because that's you. That's who you really are. Who you really, really are is this incredible force that has a tremendous capacity to be with life, period. Your mind isn't you. It's not the essence of you. I was in a class today. I had to take mandatory for all the parents had to go to this technology class. And the woman teaching it said that kids sometimes don't have their prefrontal lobe turned on. So they're very impulsive. And what we find out about human behavior is that when we get reactive, we're not operating from here. We're operating from the back of our brain. That's not really you. That's the part of you that just doesn't really feel conscious and connected. So the point I'm making is when you start to lean into this part of you that's really you, you go, let's do it. Let's have that conversation. Let's show up for what's hard. Let's stretch. Let's do that. And that feels very satisfying. So what I'm telling you as a life hack is that that's actually where your pleasure is. Your pleasure and satisfaction is leaning into those things and going, I'm going to show up here from this way, this part of me. And I know that there's a huge amount of growth and reward and satisfaction in creating some equanimity around this task, this pursuit, whatever that is. So that is really where we get back our life. So now tell me, now that we've had this conversation, because we started and then we went into this little bit of more understanding, what is something in your life, one thing in your life that you want to do that you think will bring you more of a sense of fullness and satisfaction? What would that be? And that's what we find is that when we really measure self-esteem and self-worth and all of that, people who have the highest level of that do hard things. They lean in. And it's because there's no amount of validation that ever works. Not a little, not a lot, not a medium amount, but your own integrity with keeping your word and challenging yourself is where you grow into the person that is that future self that you want to be. Because when I said, who is she? Everything you guys described is somebody who has a tremendous capacity for ease, a person who isn't reactive, a person who is gentle and generous and powerful. And that part of you exists, but we have to work that muscle so that you start to identify yourself as that person. Because what's happened is you've convinced yourself that you're not powerful and that you don't have ease around hard things. And so then you tell yourself, I'm this and I'm that and I'm the other thing. And then you wind up believing this fake news. And then somehow you feel unfulfilled. Why? Because a part of you calls bullshit on that story and goes, get off the couch. You got this, right? The people I know who run marathons or left abusive marriages or built a business, their self-esteem is from the person they became in the process of running the marathon, the person they became in the process of getting their kids out of that horrible, abusive place or building a business from scratch. It's not the outcome. It's who they became. And usually what happens is that amount of impact in their own life creates significance in the world. And then from that place, a lot of other things seem to flow because there's a very visceral amount of their own power that is just now leading, right? They're leading from that place. And then they start to tell themselves, I'm the kind of person who makes decisions like this. So who you tell yourself you are matters. And as Seth Godin says, you market to yourself all the time, but you usually market to yourself things like you're a fraud, you're not enough. Like it's exhausting and it's not true. So I'd like to see a few of you raise your hand because I want to call on you. And Carla, I'm going to unmute you because I haven't had you come up here and you're a mom who has a career. So tell us where you are at today.
Hi, Kathy. Hi, everyone.
I'm going to give everyone an introduction on you. So Carla was in my program. She was in Made to Do This like 2 or 3 years ago, maybe two, maybe it's three. I get confused with the pandemic. And she built a business that is so successful, and she does branding and brand identity and graphics, and she really helps people to distill that. And she was able to make a real like big splash. In fact, one of my friends, Britt Morin, who is very successful, has sent me multiple messages about how much she loves Carla. And that says a lot, because Britt is, she knows everybody, including like Paris Hilton. And she's raised $100 million during a pandemic for women-owned businesses. So like, that's the kind of person Carla is. So I just want to give you a lot of credit for being all of that and being a mom and juggling so much on your own. So where are you at today, given that that's where you've come from?
Yeah, I can share where I am today. So yeah, it was Made to Do This. I believe it was a fall of 2020. Yes, because that's my dad had just passed away. And I remember you just told me, like, I was in the middle and I was unemployed again after being laid off back to back. I was laid off in 2018 and then in 2020. And I was collecting unemployment and I had just lost my dad. And I was on the moment of like, do I keep extending this unemployment or really believe in myself? And that's why I'm so grateful your program came into my life, because it just really gave me that courage. Well, you also gave us the safe space, but the motivation in believing in ourselves, and also that same space to create something in this community where nobody know you. So it's like you could start this new identity in this new container of who you want to become without this fear of like what will people say, because they know nothing about you before.
That's right.
And that's what I love about your containers and your vibe and the people that you attract.
Thank you. And thank you for always being so loving, and you're so generous, and you stand out to me as one of like five people that always wants me to be reminded of what I do. And I appreciate that you appreciate me.
But thank for me, you. Like, thank you, Kathy. The story I always talk about with you, it's you told me this thing. You just told me, go make your first 100K. And
I remember,
like, if it was so easy, and I was like, but it was like your belief in myself that made the whole difference. Because I remember I had this friend in the same program, Made to Do This. And I told her, Kathy told me this, and I think she's crazy.
And then you did it.
Exactly.
Oh my God, she did it.
She showed me like a way that it was possible. Then there, it was like two people believing in me that it just made it possible. And so that was my first year in business. And then the second year, I was able to grow 50%. And here I am in year three, already hit 6 figures. And it's just like, I think it's more what I want to do. It's on the contribution and helping change lives. I mean, I still have the balance of doing the freelance work, but I feel like what I wanted to take it further, it's more in the education, the teaching, the helping others.
Please do. Oh my gosh, this is such a breakthrough moment right now. I just saw that. This is huge.
It just feels like another identity, and it just feels hard. And it's like, that's why I'm here again, because like, I need that motivation again to try it. Okay, like, I became this person. I became a successful designer, like selling my services. Now it's like the educator. And I started it with Made to Do This. Like, I had a big why. Like, my dad was an educator, and I saw how, like, when he passed away, people came in and shared stories of how he helped them shape their lives, became the academics. I'm like, I want to do that. And I already did it. The thing is, like, my problem is amplifying it. I think, like, I had this goal, if I can change someone's life, and I already did it. And now it's like, then I got stuck. I did the course, and it's just, my problem is just the motivation to keep going is a resistance. You know, I cannot say that I don't have time, because the service is keeping me busy, because it is, but I know it's a resistance that I'm not making the time for it.
It's very exciting to me, and I can also hear where the resistance is, but I just want everyone to hear this for a second, which is that there is such a clear invitation for you to now not just be hired to create branding for people, but to create a platform where you teach other people how to create that for themselves, right? So instead of someone hiring you to make logos and all this for this price, you have groups of classes where people pay you this amount and you teach them the basics to getting some kind of brand consistency and identity and putting something out there that feels. And it's so huge and so big. And I've been talking about it all day today and yesterday, because when talking to people about what marketing is, I was on a podcast call earlier today and I said, what's your offer? And she's like telling me, and I go, if your offer was an animal, what is it? If your offer was a color, what is it? If your offer was a season, what is it? And she's like, I never thought like this. I'm like, this is business. Business is, I need a brand. I need words. I need values. I need something to hold on to, because we buy identity. You just talked about your identity. That was the word. If we were playing a drinking game, that's the word you said more than anything, right? And we've been talking about that a little bit all day. So it's huge to me. And if I did this once before and it worked, I'm going to do it again, like Mary Poppins jumping into the sidewalk with you. I want to paint the picture for you, which I see so clearly, of you building a multi-million dollar business, working less because you're not trading time for your service anymore. You are teaching, and you are teaching women how to come through your world and learn how to create through templates and consistent ideas, and how they can start putting these things into play, you know, of creating some kind of branding for themselves, and how cool that is. It's so cool and it's so powerful. And what I also hear in the resistance is, I hear what you're not saying, which is, who am I to teach this? And I also hear you saying, if I'm such a big-hearted person and that's part of my identity, which it is, and that's why I'm, you know, still doing all of this while being a single mom, if I'm still doing all of this while doing freelance work for free, how can I be, you know, what happens is, once we make a certain amount of money, we say to ourselves, well, would I be out of integrity if I make more money, right? You know, especially if I'm teaching. So think about all the people that do both. You just said to me, with so much genuine love and sincerity, Kathy, you changed my life. You paid me to be and made to do this, right? And you were in that class with like 800 people or 500 or whatever it was, hundreds of people. And yes, and Deepak Chopra is a billionaire. Chopra is huge. They teach constantly, classes, retreats. You can get yoga certification. And people will say what they will say about him when he leaves this world. We wouldn't have enough time to hear and listen to all the stories and the letters. It's not mutually exclusive. You can be significant. You can be kind. You can be generous. Look at Oprah. You can be philanthropic, and you can get paid to teach. You can get paid to do all of these things. And that's a good thing. That's a service, right? That's a service. If Steven Spielberg had the generosity in his heart to teach a masterclass on filmmaking, people would pay, and they would be ecstatic to pay to take that class, right? So there is a way in which you know that this is the invitation. This is your next step, because you will get burnt out of doing services after a while. There's only so much you can get paid for your time. And you've mastered that level. 3 years, you went to six figures, you doubled it by 50%, and now it's already here and done it again. It's time. For everything you've ever made, every logo, every design, there's a person who wants to know how you made that in a line of about 1,000 people. There is a line of 1,000 people who want to know how you made everything that you made. And they want to do it for themselves. I mean, everybody who comes through my programs doesn't know the first three things about creating, just some kind of branding, some kind of simpleness, you know? And I was amazed that Britt reached out to you and you helped with that. I mean, Britt Morin knows a lot about creativity and branding. In fact, she is somebody who knows more about that than most people I know, and she worked with you on that. Says so much about your capacity and your talent, and it is time. And it is actually a disservice to women when we start to play small like that, because we can only help people rise as far as we rise. And so the part of you that's like, who am I to do this? And then it might be, no, let's go. There's this next level of you that is standing there generously offering for a small transaction for you to put people through a process where now they show up in the world and people feel something. Because every time I have someone in a hot seat, they're like, I don't know, it's very vague what the offer is. It's like, give me a word, call it something, take a chance, give me a big idea, you know, give me three colors, use them again. Like, you have so much, you know. It's time. and you know it, and you already have people who want this from you. That's why you're feeling this way. I'm the 100th person in the last month who's asked you to do this, and you know that.
Yes.
So what's it going to take for you to just step into that?
Well, just how I did it the very first time. And it's just getting out of my own way and just really make it happen. Because I remember at the end of my to-do list, like it was about to end. And I really wanted to try the education. And I was hiding behind the service, which was great because that's what made it like work. It was something I want to make work as well. But it was until the end. It's always like the procrastination. And it's like, I really need to do this offer. And I did that logo design class. And I had 20 people sign up. And it was the most nerve-wracking thing I've ever done. Like, I was hoping, like, when I sent the survey that you had told us to do, I was just hoping people will say, like, this sucks. Like, and it'll be like the validation that this is not what I should be doing. But people loved it. And it's just keep showing up and making it happen. Like, I struggle a lot with putting my own words, giving it the same value as client work. You know, I'm such a people pleaser. And this is why I like to just have this level of accountability that it's like, okay, if I'm telling someone, and then I'll probably most likely I'm going to do it rather than just telling it to myself.
I want to say two things. One, what I realized about life is that the most exhausting aspect is holding myself back from where I know I'm supposed to be, whether it's setting a boundary, charging more, firing someone, hiring someone, buying the bigger house. Whenever I hold myself back from where I know I'm supposed to be, that is the most exhausting, defeating, energy zapping aspect of my life. And so that is going to feel so freeing when you're like, no, I am not holding myself back. And the other thing about what you just said, because I'm a people pleaser and I am in recovery from that, but when you're a people pleaser, that is a survival skill. And what I have come to learn that has helped me is that people who are manifestors and leaders, you were made to be polarizing. If you are not repelling people, you are not doing your job. You're not leaning hard enough. Leaders have a point of view. They don't say, I agree with everyone all the time, everywhere. That is someone who is a people pleaser. That's a liar. That's a person who doesn't have courage. Because the truth is that everyone does have a point of view and they do have a price that they want to charge and they do have something they want to say and they do have an authentic, you know, sense of who they are. And we hide because we want to be safe. But when you really get, this is what helped me, is I really got it that leadership and manifesting means if I'm doing it, if I'm actually doing it right, I should be polarizing. And if I'm not, I haven't even shown up yet. I'm playing small. So that I should be saying things that trigger people, meaning, and I'm saying this on purpose to push you because none of the things you're talking about doing are triggering. But what I am saying is when you're a people pleaser, you condition yourself to only take up so much space so that people don't notice you so much, so that you don't subject yourself to bothering anybody or being hurt. Or saying something that could get someone upset. Because if you had someone like that in your life when you were a little kid, you just learned to like shrink. But what I'm saying is something that's the extreme so that you feel that part of you get activated, right? And when you think about the women that you admire, they're not afraid to repel people. They're not afraid to have a point of view. They will let people exit, whether it's Adele or Beyonce or Serena Williams or any woman that you think is amazing. It's because she's powerful. And that power means she is okay with being visible because she knows that the more you don't fit in, you stand out. And the more you stand out, people can comment. And we have to resist the urge to fit in and not stand out. You were born to stand out. And that's what the education space means. Here she comes. People will see you, right? People will have a comment about everything. And that's only really a few people. Because the truth is, the majority of people in this world are kind. And when you travel the world, you see how eager people are to help and be there for you and invite you into their homes. And it doesn't matter their race or their religion. People are really kind. And the world really is a loving place. And there also will be some people who go, I don't like the way she talks. I don't like that she's this. I don't like this. There'll be other people who are like, you're exactly what I need. Thank God you have that background because that's exactly what I need. Right? And there's going to be people who say that about me. Oh, well, you know, you don't have this degree or you don't know how to teach funnels. And then other people go, thank God you don't do that. That's the reason I come to you. But you know that your satisfaction only comes from one place, which is being authentic. And every single moment that you are a little bit not authentic, it feels like shit. And all we all really want is to be authentic. That's what feels like abundance because that's freedom. And so you have a lot to give and a lot to say, and you are so ready to do it. And then there's this voice that goes, oh God, people are going to roll their eyes. Who are you to teach this? And oh my God, how you teach this is not how I want to be taught or whatever it is. And you're going to have to be authentic and say, this is what it is. This is who I am. I've made hundreds of thousands of dollars now cumulatively over the last 3 years making these things because I know a thing, because I'm good at it. And this is how I teach it. And this is how I help you. And you either like it or you don't. And then you remind them and you don't have to like it. Your tax dollars don't go to me. You are encouraged to make your choice. You're a grown ass adult. Please leave if you don't like it. And then you remember you're only there to teach a very small group of the world. Most people, not your person. So that's the good news. That's the relief. You don't have to convince most people to be your student. But for the people who are exactly waiting on you, where they're like, I'm so glad Carla showed up, which is exactly who I needed. I needed this exact lesson from this exact person. You are so kind, so giving, so generous, and so good at what you do.
Thank you.
There are people who, when they step into brand identity, they'll only believe someone like you because you're so loving and you're so real. And somebody else who's like, Mrs. like perfect curated person over here, they would be like, I already feel like I'm at a deficit because I'm not like you and I'm not whatever that is. And so there's a way in which you can help people and they really need it. This is something people really need. The same way that I was like, I resisted teaching a podcasting course because I was like, feels like so, it's like technical and it's this. And I was like, wait a minute, people need it. People ask me all the time, whether I like it or not. How do I get started? How can you help me? And I'm like, I should then teach it. Right? Because I teach it differently than Pat Flynn teaches it. So it's like, how would I teach it? Well, I would teach it like this. Great. You know, and I'll just tell you, that is $1 million business. That is $1 million business. And you have such big dreams. And the biggest dream you have is stepping into your potential. And that is an incredible way for you to start to really feel the beginning of what that feels like. To not hide. So I hope that you will lean in. And here's like a couple strategic things. Everyone in this group would probably come to a free class you would teach on branding and how they can start to like position their Instagram, blah, blah, blah. Everyone in this group would probably give you feedback on what they would pay, how long they'd want it to be, what exactly they'd want to learn, how to build, how to do. Like you're sitting on gold because you've shown up and done the work. You built the well before you were thirsty. It's go time. And what this really is about is expanding your capacity to let it be really good. Because you know, there's some belief you have that if you're really rich and happy, some shoe is going to drop because that's what is, you've been holding it back. You've been making as much as you can without going over what you were willing to receive. And I used to have that. I was like, once I make over $1 million, obviously I'll lose my marriage because he'll be threatened. And it was this unconscious thought. And then I made $5 million. I was like, oh, well, at this point, now it's going to end. And now I'm like, we finally confronted that this summer. It was horrible at first. I was like, what's happening? Oh my God. And then I was like, I feel like I'm going to like outgrow you. And he's like, yeah, you outgrew me in this way. I go, I did? He goes, you did like years ago. I go, and what happened? He goes, we're fine. I'm like, oh my God. Great. Oh God. I was afraid of outgrowing you. He's like, yeah, in that department, you completely did. I don't at all feel okay about tolerating any of it. You're right. You're on your own over there. But we're okay. And our marriage actually exists over here. And I was like, oh my God. But I literally thought we were going to break up. So I was like holding it back. It's insane, the unconscious beliefs, but I'm telling you, there is a belief you have right now about making lots of money and being unrelatable and then not being a pleaser and that people won't like you when you're rich. And I'm telling you, the people who won't like you no matter what you are. You can be poor, rich, fat, thin. You can live in the South, the North. If they don't like you, they don't like you. Forget them. That's it. There is a belief around people pleasing and making this money because you already know this business is already built. It's three steps. You've already built the business.
Thank you for the encouragement and to make me see that. Yeah, it's like I had just put a break into like, okay, I made it this far. And it's like, I needed that stretch to be like, okay, because I can go further and I know it's going to make a difference in my life, in my future and how I can help many other people that way.
Yeah. And I think that we also have beliefs, which is like once you've made a certain amount of money, there's a feeling of being disloyal, like Moana leaving the island. If people who came before you didn't make that much money at a certain point, it's like, am I greedy when I make more? What happens? Do I then not look up to my parents because I've outgrown what they made? There's all these cultural beliefs also that we have. And I have a friend who didn't want to make more than her father because like she has this good relationship with her father and she didn't want to emasculate her dad, but it was so unconscious. And it was like, that's not what would emasculate your dad. If that's what, then there's no relationship with that. He should be happy for you. And so she realized that, but there's all these unconscious things and you've done really, really well to have the courage to make this kind of money. But money really is everywhere and endless. And the more that we allow in instantly, the more we give out. Just like everything else, the more energy I have, the more energy I have to give. When I get a good night's sleep, I instantly have more energy to give the next day. It is constantly in and right back out. So really what you can think about is the more you have a capacity to receive, the more you instantly just gave. That's what happens. So we should all be stretching ourselves and say, how much more love can I receive? How much energy can I receive? How much money? How much Wi-Fi? How much oxygen? You will instantly give more. That money goes into a bank account, which then funds people's mortgages and student loans on impact. That's how the system works. So when you make money, it makes somebody money instantly. It pays someone's credit card instantly. That's what abundance does. Actually, literally, it funds people's mortgages. That's what it's doing. We live in a system of oneness. There is no way to get out of it. And half of it goes right back to the government, whether you like them or not. It's literally, we are interdependent. May God bless all of us to get that so you can just keep receiving. You know what happened today? I go to my kid's school and one of the moms is like, you know, you have a lot of pull around here because you're one of the bigger donors. And I'm like, cool. Look at that. Because I make money, guess what's happening now? I'm creating a mindfulness program at my kid's school. So the money that I make goes now to these kids, K through sixth grade. And they're getting mindfulness teachers and they're going to be meditating. And we have this new plan that twice a day on campus, everyone's going to be quiet for 5 minutes in meditation. How cool. The money that came here now goes right to them. And I said, can I give money to support the teachers? Because I want them filled up. You see what abundance does? Get excited, you guys. Start writing the checks that you haven't even cashed yet for things you want to see change in the world. Gets really fun. So let's turn it around. Let's see it how it actually is. And then let's get busy creating and giving and being generous and being a badass woman who's showing other women they could receive money like that. And they can do a lot in their own business, which is really what you're teaching. You're going to teach people to fish. They all need that branding, Carla. I'm telling you, ASAP. They need it yesterday. And they can't all hire someone to do their graphics.
Thank you, Kathy.
I really love these calls. I appreciate you guys. Thank you so much.
That was such a great conversation. And I want to give a huge thank you to Carla for letting us share this with you. She's such a beautiful person. I know that amazing things will continue to manifest for her. In fact, she said that since we had that discussion, she launched a whole new thing. It's called the Brand Design Academy. And I'm so proud of her. If you need help with your branding, go check her out. You can go follow her on Instagram at Karla.PAMANES. We'll have the links in the show notes as well. But here are the takeaways. Number one, You can change the projector. You can play a different movie. That which you focus on is what you feel. Your focus equals your feeling. Number two, when you stop to get conscious and wake up, you can have dominion over your life. Number three, your real dream is not a goal. Your real dream every second is who you become in chasing goals. The satisfaction you really get is your own growth, the expression of your most authentic self, living into your potential, making an impact, and feeling significant. And you can cultivate that every single day. Number four, who you really, really are is this incredible force that has a tremendous capacity to be with life. Number five, it is actually a disservice to others when we play small because we can only help people rise as far as we rise. Number six, this is the invitation. Step into this next level of you. It's time and you know it. And number seven, get excited. Start writing the checks that you haven't even cashed yet for things you want to see change in the world. That's really fun. Okay, now we're going to celebrate some of the students that we've had in our podcast program. Shout out to Mint Miller and her Better Mint podcast, Leanne Walters and her show Design Ease, Michelle Adams and her podcast Harvesting the Truth, and Charlotte Edwards and her podcast The Seed Project. It's just so amazing. I'm so inspired by their willingness to show up to start these shows with their courage, with their authenticity. If you want to check out those podcasts, we're going to put the links in the show notes. Thank you for listening. I know that you have so many things going on and it just means the world that you're here and you choose to spend your time here. We have great episodes coming up. So please make sure that you follow us wherever you're listening, Apple Podcasts or Spotify, wherever it is. And if you're a fan of the show, please let us know by leaving a review because it only takes a second and it helps us so much. If there's somebody who you think would enjoy this episode, please send them the link or post about it. And finally, you can still join us for the free Abundance Activation Challenge. You can sign up at kathyheller.com/5-day. I love you so much. I'll leave you with a song and I hope you have an amazing week.